Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Samaches, at the top of Daf Samaches and Aleph, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah, and let us begin with Akdama, and we know if someone does Shechita on a female animal, they then find an animal inside the mother's womb, so we look at it as if the Shechita that was done to the mother also had an effect on the Uber. There is no requirement to do Shechita on the Uber. In the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Dalal and Aleph, we will see the Shechita of our Meir, the Chacham, as well as Shimon Shazuri, as to if this halacha only applies to a dead fetus, or if it would also apply to a live fetus, potentially it would also apply even if the animal is walking around and it grows up, and even with Rabbanon, there would not be a requirement of Shechita, as we will see in the Mishnah. However, certainly, even according to Rabbanon that state, that there would not be a requirement to do Shechita, even if the Uber was alive. However, they certainly would agree that one could not eat the Uber unless it dies, or unless it was put to death, and as we will discuss on Daf Ayin Hema Beis and the Gemara on Daf Sabach Tesam and Aleph, Gemara will bring the Makar from the Pasuk in Pashas Re'e in Perek Yudalad Pasuk Vav that states the Chol Behema Mafresas Pasa V'Shesas Shesas Shtei Prasais Malas Geirba Behema Isa Techelu. We dash in that as if the Pasuk states the Chol Behema Ba Behema Isa Techelu, that any Behema that is found in a Behema can be eaten and does not require Shechita. And as we will see in Amud Beis, Gemara will also dash in the word parsa as well as the word prasais that it states in this pasuk. And an ubu that is born in this manner is commonly referred to as ben pekua. Generally, if shechita was done to an expectant animal, then the ubu would be born through C-section. And the word pekua comes from the lashon paka, and the animal was split open. And also, as we will see, that if a male ben pekua had relations with a female ben pekua and they had a vlad, in order to eat that vlad, there would also not be a requirement to do shechita, and this would pertain to blood dice, etc., until all future generations. However, although this may be the halacha midraisa, but midrabbanan, once an animal stands on its legs, then the halacha ben pekua would not apply, and one would have to do shechita. Now, Mishnah now begins, behima makshel leled b'hoitzia ubas yada v'chzira mutter b'achila, that if an animal was having difficulty while it was giving birth, and while it was in the middle of labor, and the owner was nervous that potentially it would die in childbirth, and it would become an avela, so they quickly shechted this animal, and meanwhile, prior to doing shechita, the uba stretched out its foreleg, and it came out of the mother, and then the foreleg went back into its mother. So since we know that just by the fact that an uba sticks its arm or its foreleg out of a mother, that's not considered as bala ilam, and it's not considered that it was already born, therefore, once you perform a kasha shechita on the mother, so it's as if you did shechita on the uber, certainly it would be mutter to eat this uber, even without shechita, as it would be a ben pekua. Gemara will bring a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yechon, if the foreleg itself would be kosher, or potentially usher, and ultimately we will come out like Rav and Shmuel, that the actual aver and the actual foreleg would be usher, as once the foreleg left the mother, so even though it went back into the mother prior to shechita, we still have the halacha of a trefa, as we will see in the Gemara. And our Mishnah continues, that if instead of the uber sticking out its foreleg, it stuck out its head, so since once an animal sticks out either its head or roiv of its body, it's considered as if it was already born, so even if prior to shechting the mother, the head of the uber went back into the mother's womb, so by doing shechita of the mother, that shechita would not help for the uber at all, and if ultimately this uber was born and was alive, then in order to be able to eat it, one would have to do a proper shechita. If a zuba was stillborn, or if it dies, then it would be asa b'achila, as it would have a din of a regular nevela. The Mishnah continues to teach us another halacha, that choytich me'uba shebemei'er mutter b'achila, that if someone cuts off a part of the uber while it's still in the mother's womb, so as long as he then performs a kasha shechita on the mother, not only would the uba be kasher, but the part that was cut off will also be kosher, and the Gemara will explain that the makar is from the pasuk in Pashas Re'e that states mikol ba behema techelu, so anything that's found in the animal can be eaten, and even if it was already cut off the ubar, it would still be mutu b'achila. The Mishnah now continues to discuss the animal itself, and the Mishnah teaches us minat choel u'minat kloyais asu b'achila, that certainly if one were cut out of the animal, any of the varim of the animal that would make an animal a trefa, even if you do a shechita to the animal, not only would they not be able to eat that part of the animal, but they would not be able to eat the animal itself, as the animal is a trefa. However, the Mishnah teaches us that even if someone detaches part of the spleen or part of the kidneys of the animal itself, even though this would not cause the animal to be a trefa, however, even if you would shech this animal and one would be able to eat the actual animal, but one would not be able to eat either the tchel or the klayos. And our Mishnah ends off with a general rule, and our Mishnah states that klal dovisha gufa asa v'she'ena gufa mutar, that if one did shechita on an animal, so anything that they find inside the animal that is part of the animal itself, so that part would be asar, as the shechita could not be matter that part. However, when we find a fetus inside an animal, and a fetus is not part of the animal's body, so therefore the uba would be mutar. And the Gemara will discuss what the Mishnah is being mechadish to us by adding in this klal. And before we begin with the Gemara, let us point out that certainly there is no question that if the uba stuck out its forearm and it's still outside of the animal when you did shechita on the mother, certainly in that case, while the uba would be mutar b'achila, however, the forearm would be asur b'achila, as the shechita of the mother could not help for anything that was outside of the mother's body. And even if one would actually do shechita on the ben pekua, it would not help to be matar this ever, as ultimately shechita of a ben pekua is loy ma'il loy ma'irid, and therefore it's as if this yad is like a trefa. And therefore, the Meiri explains that is the smichis of our perek to the previous perek of Elu Trefais, as our Mishnah is also discussing another case of a trefa. And it's also possible to say that the reason why our Mishnah follows the previous Mishnayis is because the previous Mishnayis were discussing dinim of Tuma and Taira, and the makar for the din of Ben Pekua is from the Pasuk in Pasuk A that discusses the dinim of a Behemot Taira. And we read the Mishnah as Behemah Maksha, and as the Mepharshim explained, that this comes from the Lashon that we find in Pasuk Vayishlach, that when Rachel Imenu was giving birth to Binyamin, so the Pasuk states, Vahi Bakshesa Blidda, and this Lashon is used when someone is having a difficult labor. And our Gemara now begins, Rabbi Yehuda stated the name of Rav, and as we will see, this is also the sheet of Shmuel, that of Eva Atzmai Asar, that when the Mishnah stated, Behemah Maksha Leleid, that's mutar b'achila, the Mishnah is only referring to the uber, and it's only the uber that will be mutar b'achila. However, since the foreleg of the animal went outside of the mother prior to shechita, so therefore the shechita of the mother not suffice for the foreleg, and the foreleg would still be asur b'achila. As Rabbi Yehuda explained, that my taima, and what is the reason, the amakra, the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim tells us, this pasuk teaches us the halacha of a trefa, and since it's not really relevant as to where the animal became a trefa, so really the pasuk could have just stated ubasa trefa leisechelu. Since the Torah stated ubasa basada trefa leisechelu, so the word basada is extra, and the Gemara learns that this teaches us that any basa that goes out of its mechitza and it goes into the sada, that animal also has the halacha of a trefa and would be asur b'achila. And as our Gemara states, kiven shiyotza basa chutzal mechitzasa nesar, that just like we know b'negei kachim, that if it goes outside its proper mechitza, that would be asur b'achila. So the same applies by the yad of this vlad, as since it went out of the mechitza of the mother's womb and it came into the aver olam, so therefore that yad became asur. And as Taisa points out, that as we will see on Amud Beis, that even if the arm goes back into the animal and it goes back into its proper mechitzais, it is still asur, as we will learn that it's dumi the trefa, the in lo hetar, and just like a trefa will never become mutar, so once this eva of this animal went out of the womb of the mother and came into the aver olam, even though it went back into its mother, it is still considered a trefa, and therefore it's asur b'achila. And as Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Rav, the eva atzmai asur, and Ayin Rashi, that the pasuk states ubasa basada, and Rashi is bothered that what mechitza are we referring to b'negei an animal, and Zok Rashi claimar chutzal mechitzasai dehainu la'avir, that it came out of a mechitza and it went to the Ava Olam, is prior to going la'ava Olam, rechem zeh havale mechitza latir b'shchita, v'kivin shiyotza harayu k'trefa v'lo yisechelu. As we explained, that Rashi brings down for the Gemara Mesechus Makos on Daf Yudches, that kol mi sheyesh le mechitza v'yotza k'goyim basa kachim shiyotzu, nami mehaikra nafkalon ayin in Rashi. The Gemara continues and asks a question on the Shita of Rav, as we learned in our Mishnah, behema makshel leilad v'hitzu ubas yadu v'chsira mutu b'achila, and my lava either. And lechru by the fact that the Mishnah mentioned that the ubu placed the hand back into its mother, so it would seem that the Mishnah is teaching us that not only is the ubu mutar, but since the yad of the ubu went back into the mother, so the yad would also be mutar b'achila. However, the Gemara answers lo ya ubu, and when a Mishnah stated mutar b'achila, it's only referring to the ubu. Once the yad left the mother, so it's already considered a treifa. Therefore, even though it went back into its mother, it would still be asur b'achila. And as Rashi states, v'ashmi'ino and the mishum yad lo yavi kiyulud. And the main chiddush of our Mishnah is that although the yad of the ubu went outside of the mother, it's not considered as if the ubu was born, and therefore the shechita of the mother will at least suffice for the ubu itself. However, the Gemara continues and asks that iyal ubu, if the Mishnah is teaching us that the ubu would be mutar b'achila, so my iri achzira, afilu lo yachzira nami, why did the Mishnah have to specify that the yad of the ubu went back into its mother, which would be mashma, that the only reason why the ubu would be mutar b'achila is because the yad went back into the mother? But certainly that's not true, as even if the hand of the ubu is still outside the mother, once you did shechita on the mother, the ubu would be mutar b'achila. Certainly this would be a greater chiddush, and the Gemara responds that hu adin afagav d'leichzira, that certainly once you shech the mother, and even if the yad of the ubu is outside of the mother, it would still be kosher. And by idea the kaboy misses sefa that hoitzi es reisha yafal pishach zira yharezek kialud. Therefore, agav the sefa, so tananari reishach zira. Since the greater chiddush of the sefa of our Mishnah is in a case where the ubu stuck out its head. So since once it stuck out its head out of the mother, so it's considered as if the animal was born. So even if it would actually stick its head back into its mother before the shechita of the mother, so the shechita of the mother would not help for the ubu as a reish. In order to have symmetry between the Reish and the Sefer. Therefore, the Reish of the Mishnah also discussed a case where it was Chzira and the foreleg of the animal went back into the mother. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered. This teretz would work out very nicely if there actually is a Chiddush in the Sefer of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara will bring two rayas. We already know that once the head of a person or an animal is Yotze La'avir Olam, so it's already considered as if it's born, and therefore, certainly, even if the head of the uber will go back into its mother, the shechita of the mother would not help for the uber. And as our Gemara continues, v'seifa my kamashbalon, and as Rashi explains, v'seifa gufa my kamashbalon, the ka'am reisha toni mishum seifa, that what is the major chiddush of the seifa, that we stated that we actually said the reisha agav the seifa, and if you're going to say that the chiddush is, the kivin the yotze reisha havali leida, that once the head of the uber went outside of the mother, that's considered as if it's already born, and therefore the shechita of the mother would not suffice. However, Tanina, we already learned this concept in Masechtas Bechayres. As we know, there are two major dinim that apply to a Bechar. And number one, that a Bechar is Neitel Bishnayim. Number two, there's a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen for a Bechar. However, there are different definitions as to the term Bechar when discussing a Bechar L'Nachla or a Bechar for Pidyon HaBen. As Benegeya Pidyon HaBen, so the Torah states that a Bechar was Peter Rechem. Therefore, even if a woman miscarried a child, then had a son, so the chiva pidyon haben would not apply to that child. However, in Pashat Kisetze, the Torah speaks about the din of a bechor and nachla. So the pasuk states ki hu reishis oinai, as the Gemara teaches us in Maseches Bava Basra, that a bechor and nachla is talui in mishli boi davar lav yotzev vlad she'ena shel kayama she'en lev oved davar meisai. Since a father doesn't have that connection and grief when he has a nefal and he has a stillborn, so therefore, in a case where a woman had a nephal, so if her next child is a viable boy, so that son would still be considered a bechor l'nachla, even though certainly the chiv of pidyon haben would not apply for the son. And ayin Rashi bechor l'nachla be'inon vlad shehi roi lichyos be'iloi roi lichyos lo mafka saba achra militol pishnayim, as we explained. And our Gemara continues and brings the Mishnah Masechtas Bechayres. This Mishnah is one of the Mishnayos that bring four different cases regarding halacha. The Mishnah states Yesh bechol nachla ve'ena bechol koyin, bechol koyin ve'ena bechol nachla, bechol nachla Bechorin, V'yesh Eina Bechor, Lelu Nachal Bloy Lekoyin, and our guess in the Mishnah, in Mesechus Bechorius is, Ezeu Bechor Lenachal, V'Eina Bechor Lekoyin, and was a case where Bechor has a status as a Bechor, B'negei Yerusha, but does not have a status of Bechor, B'negei Pinya Ben, Bo Achan Ephalim, that if a child is born after an Ephal, and the Mishnah brings two examples, either she Yotzu Reishe Chai, that it wasn't a full-term pregnancy, the head of the Uber came out of the mother while it was still alive, and then it died, so although its head came out while it's alive, and once the head of an Uber comes out of the body of the mother, it's considered alive, but since it was called Chadashav, so therefore it's considered a Nephal, and the first viable son that the father has would be considered a Bechor L'Nachla. The Mishnah Masechet Bechorot brings another example, Uben Tisha Sheyatzu Reishei Meis, where there was a full-term baby, even at the moment that its head came out of the mother's womb, it was already dead. The first viable son that this father has would be considered a Bechor L'Nachla, and our Gemara's Medayik, that we see from that Mishnah, that time of duration Meis, that the only reason why the next son would be considered a Bechor L'Nachla, because immediately when the full-term child was born, and at the moment that the head came out of the mother's womb, it was already a stillborn, and therefore it's clear from the Mishnah, Masechtas Bechorot, if there was a child that was a bentes and it was a full-term pregnancy, when the head of this full-term child came out of the mother's womb, it was still alive, even though only its head came out of the mother, it was still considered like it was born, and since it was a full-term baby and it was alive for a moment, so that child would be considered Reishis Einai, the son that would be born after this would not be considered a Bechor. L'maisa, we already see from this Mishnah, Masechtas Bechorot, that once the head of a child is born, that is considered as if the child was alive. Therefore, there would be no need for a Mishnah to teach us this Chiddush. The Gemara continues and tries to answer, and if you will say that the Mishnah Masechtas Bechorot is specifically talking about a Bechor of Adam, maybe once the head of a person comes out of the mother, so it's considered Kiyalud, one may have had a Hamina, that this would not apply by a Behemah. Therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that even by a Behemah, once the head of the animal comes out La'aver Olam, then it's considered as if it's born, and it's considered Kiyalud. And if we would only have our Mishnah, then we would think that potentially this din only applies to a Behemah, but would not apply to an Adam. That's why we also need the Mishnah Masechtas Bechorot. The Gemara explains that why would we have a Hamina, that there would be a difference between a Behemah and an Adam, and as the Gemara explains, Adam Behemah lo yalef, the in praise lo Behemah, or Behemah Adam lo yalfa, the chosh appearance of panu today, we would not be able to learn the halacha of an Adam from Behemah. One may think that since when an animal gives birth, the Uber does not come out of an area that's between the thighs of the animal, and therefore one could immediately see the head of the animal. Possibly that is why we would say, once the head of the Uber comes out of the animal, that's considered Kiyalud. However, since when a woman gives birth, the Uber comes out of her body in an area that's between her thighs, therefore even when the head of the Uber would come out of her body, is not so noticeable, and maybe that would not be considered Kiyalud. That's why the Mishnah Masechet Bechorot has to teach us that it's still considered Kiyalud. And if we would have the Mishnah Masechet Bechorot, so we would not necessarily know that it didn't by a behemoth, as we would not learn a behemoth from a person, as one may have a Hamina, that the head and the face of a person is more Choshev, since every face of a person is unique, and that is how we tell one person from another. Therefore, we would say, once the head of a person is Yotzalav Ve'olam, so it's considered Kiyalud. However, possibly, even if the head of an animal would come out of its mother, it would not be considered Kiyalud. That is why our Mishnah had to teach us this Halacha, and that is the Chiddush of the Sefer. Therefore, since in the Sefer we had to state, Chaytzeis Reisha Afal Pishach Zira Harezeh Kiyalud, so that's why in the Reisha, we also mention that the Uber was Machzir Yadai, even though the Uber would be Mutar Bachila, even if it was not Achzir Yadai, as we explained. However, the Gemara is still bothered, how can you say that the Chiddush of the Sefer of Mishnah is, once the head of an animal is Yotzla Aver Olam, that is considered Kiyalud, if we already have a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin Min Aleph, where we also see that even by an animal, once its head is Yotzla Aver Olam, that is considered like it's born, and as our Gemara is, Hanami Tnina, we already notice Halacha from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin, and the Mishnah is specifically talking about a behemoth, and the Mishnah Titsa, Shul Yashiyatsa Mitzasa, Asura Bachila, it's Kasimin Vlad Beisha, Kach Simin Vlad Behemoth, and since we have a cloud Benegea Isha, and Ain Shulya Beloy Vlad, so the same same would apply by behemoth, that we would have a klal that in shul yibloy vlad. And as we know that if an embryonic sac comes out of a woman, even if we don't see any vlad and we don't see an embryo, and we still say that surely was dissolved inside the sac, and certainly there was a vlad, this would of course be negia to the din of tumah by an isha ki sezria. And the same applies by a behemoth, that if someone is about to shech the mother, and some of the amniotic sac comes out of the mother, so even if you would shech the mother, then one would not be able to eat any part of the vlad, as we have to be choshish that when the amniotic sac came out of the mother, the head of the vlad was in the amniotic sac, and therefore it was considered as if the behemoth was already born, and this vlad is not a ben pekua, and the shechita of the mother would not suffice for the vlad. Therefore, we also have a mishnah that teaches us b'negei a behemoth, that if it's yotzei roishoi, and it's considered kiyulud, and therefore, why would we need the seif of our mishnah to teach us this halacha? And as our gemara continues and explains its question on Rav, as he armed bishleimich ziroi dureisha dafka, as if we would explain our mishnah not like Rav, and we would explain that once the yad of the behemoth goes back to its mother, one shechita was performed on the mother, so the yad would be mutar b'achila. So it makes sense why a mishnah stated that v'hoytzei ubez yadav v'chzira, that mutar b'achila. Certainly, the only way that the yad would be mutar b'achila is only if the yad went back to its mother prior to shechita. But if it was outside the mother, even at the time of shechita, then certainly the yad would not be mutar. The yad would be considered treifa, and therefore it makes sense that since we had a chiddush in reisha, so tana seifa to reisha. That's why we mentioned the seifa of the mishnah. Although there is no chiddush that hoytzeis reisha afal pishach ziroi hareze kiyulud, as we already noticed halacha from the mishnah daf ayin zayin amud aleph. However, eli amrit loy dureisha dafka v'loy the seifa dafka lamu l'mistei klal. However, if Rav is correct that once the uber is hoytzeis yadai, then even if it's echzira, then the actual yad would be asa b'achila. When the reisha mishnah stated v'echzira, there is no chiddush, as we just proved that there is no chiddush in the seifa of the mishnah either. So why would the mishnah mention the concept of echzira at all? And the gemara answers that really Rav is correct. Once the uber sticks its hand outside of the mother, and even if it's echzira, even if it puts its hand back into its mother prior to shechita, that the eva atzmoi would be aser. When a mishnah told us behema makshel leilid b'hoytzei ubez yadav echzira is mutar b'achila, is specifically teaching us that the uber would be mutar b'achila, as the gemara states loy loy lama uber. That really Rav is correct that the mishnah is referring to the uber. And when the mishnah states lashon echzira, it's actually teaching us a chiddush. Could amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak leinitzcha alamakum chatach. And as we will see on Amud Beis, there Rav Nachman by Yitzchak will explain b'negei another din that we're talking about the makum hachatach and hachinami leinitzcha alamakum chatach. And as Rashi explains that certainly the mishnah is teaching us that the entire uber is mutar b'achila. As Rav taught us, the entire ever, the entire yad that went outside of the behemah certainly be asa b'achila, even if it went back into the behemah. However, there would be an afkamina if the hand of the uber went back into its mother prior to shechita, or if it never went back into its mother. As if it never went back into its mother, not only would the entire section of the forearm left the mother would be asa b'achila, but even the small amount of basar that was flush with the womb of the mother would be cut off with the forearm when cutting off the forearm that came out of the mother. So that part would also be asa b'achila. However, the mishnah teaches us that if the animal puts its forearm back into the mother, then even though the forearm would still be asa b'achila, however, that small part of the forearm that was initially flush with the womb of its mother would now be mutar b'achila. That's why a mishnah stated in the reisha that if the uber was hoytzeis yadai and then it put it back into its mother, once they do shechita on the mother, then not only would the uber be kosher l'achila, but that small area by the chatach would also be kosher l'achila. Mefizeh, the chiddush of our mishnah, according to Rav, is actually in the reisha of the mishnah. The entire sefer is actually only taught us agav the reisha. In order to understand this point of the gemara, let us explain as follows: that the makor that a ben pekua is mutar b'achila is based on the pasuk of behema b'behema. Therefore, in order for the shechita of the mother to help for the ben pekua has to be completely inside the mother. The shechita of the mother would not suffice for any part of the animal that is no longer inside the mother. Even that part that is flush with its womb is not considered inside the mother, and therefore its shechita would not suffice. Number two, when we stated that once a yad is outside the mother, so it becomes a treifa as it went outside of its mechitzais, that only applies to that part of the animal that actually went outside outside the mother, but if it's actually flush with the womb of the mother, it would still not consider outside of its mechitzos, and it would not be considered treifa, and could still potentially be mutar b'achila. And based on these two yesodos, so Rashi explains, when the hand of the uber went outside of the mother, and it remained outside of the mother at the time of shechita, so although that part of the yad that was flush with the womb of the mother is not considered treifa, l'maisa did not go chutzal mechitza, however the shechita of the mother did not help for that piece of basar, that's why the makom hachatach would still be asur b'achila. However, the Mishnah teaches us, in a scenario where the full leg of the animal went out of the mother, and then prior to shechita, it went back into its mother, so although certainly the entire forearm that was outside of the mother would already be considered treifa, as it was yotzeh chutzal mechitzasa, and therefore, even though you did shechita on the mother, it would not help for the forearm that was already outside of the mother. However, now that that small area that was flush with the womb of the mother never went chutzal mechitzasa, and therefore never became a treifa, now that it went back into the mother, and at the time of shechita, it was inside the mother, the shechita of the mother will not only suffice for the uber that never left its body, but it also suffice for this small area that was right next to the womb that also never left its body. This small part would be mutar b'achila, and as our Mishnah stated, hoitzir ubes yadav echzira mutar b'achila. At this point, one could eat the uber, one can also eat the basar that was flush with the womb, as we explained. The Gemara will now continue and ask another question on the Shita of Rav, and this question will be from the ratio of the following Braisa, and the Braisa will have a ratio of the Sefer, and the Sefer will not be relevant to our Gemara, and we will just mention it and explain it very briefly when we learn the Mishnah that we will see on the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, which is very similar to the Sefer of our Braisa. We will explain it in further depth and in further detail. The ratio of the Braisa teaches us, Behema Maksha Leilad, Hoitzi Ubas Yoda Vechzira, Vachach Shachar Is Imoy Mutu Bachila. If an animal was in the middle of a difficult labor and the Ubas stuck out its hand and then it put it back into its Rechem and then you shechted the mother, so it would be Mutu Bachila. And the Braisa continues, Shachar Is Imoy Vachach Vechzira, Asa Bachila. However, if you shechted the mother prior to it putting its foreleg back into the mother, then it would be Asa Bachila. And the Gemara will ask its question from this part of the Braisa. However, prior to the Gemara asking its question, the Gemara brings down the rest of the Braisa. As the Braisa continues, Hoytis Yadav V'chatacha V'akach Shachris Imai Shebechutz Tamei V'asar Shebefinim Tar Mutar. If the foreleg of the Uber came out of the mother, they cut off the foreleg of the animal, and only afterwards did they shech the mother. So since we know that any Eivor that's cut off of a behemoth is considered Eivor Menachai, as we will learn on Daf Kuf Chof Chesam Mebeis, that since the Pasuk states in Pasha Shmini, V'chiyomis Men HaBehemah Shehi Lachem La'ochla Hanegei Benev Lasi Yitma Ada'erev, and we learn out that the Pasuk states Min HaBehemah that Afilu Mixes Men HaBehemah Metamah, so any time that one has Eivor Menachai from Behemah Tahira, not only is it Asa Bachila, but it's also Metameh, just like an Avela, therefore certainly this Eivor is considered Tameh, is considered an Avatumah, just like an Avela. However, since we know that a live animal cannot be Makabal Tumah, although this foreleg itself is Tameh and is considered like an Avela, but the Maisa never came into contact with the Behemoth or the Uber after the Behemoth or the Uber were already dead and were considered like a food. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us, number one, the mother and the Uber are Tar. Number two, once you shech the mother, then not only would the mother be Mutar B'Achila, but the Uber would also be Mutar B'Achila. However, the Braisa now continues and brings a machlekes in the case of Shacharis Imoy V'Akach Hatacha. In a similar case, the foreleg of the Uber is outside of the mother, so if you would shech the mother and only afterwards cut off this Eivor, although you did not cut off this piece of meat prior to the Shechita of the mother, however, since the foreleg was outside of the mother at the time of Shechita, certainly the Shechita did not help for the foreleg, therefore the foreleg is considered like Eivor Menachai, it's considered an Avela, since at the moment that you cut the foreleg off of the Uber, was in contact with the Uber, it was right next to the opening of the womb, and therefore it also came into contact with the Behemoth itself, and since one previously did Shechita, the Shechita also helped for the Uber, the Behemoth as well as the Uber are considered a Meichel, and can be Mekabel Tumah, and as the Gemara continues, on Daf Samach Chesam Beis, that Abasa Maga Nevela Divrei Ameir, and as Rashi explains at the top of the Amid, Habasa Kol HaUber V'HaBehemah Nogu Be'Eva U'Tmein, however the Braisa continues, V'Chom Oymer Maga Trefa Shchuta, that the Chom argued on Ameir, and they hold that even though the Yad was outside side of the behema at the time of shechita, even though certainly the shechita cannot be matter the yad b'achila. However, as we previously stated, that the yad is considered a trefa as it's outside of its mechitzos, and just like we know that if you have an animal that's a trefa and one shechs that animal, then that animal does not become an avela and is not tame. Therefore, the same halacha would apply b'negiyah this yad, and the shechita of this behema would at least have the effect on the yad and would no longer have the status of being Eiv Menachai, and it would at least be considered shkuta, and it would not be metame as an avela, as long as the mother and the ubar achulin, so it would not be metame the ubar or the behema. As Rashi points out, Dandaf Ayin Gemar and Aleph, the Gemar will be bothered. Why did the Chacham state maga trefa shkuta? It will be mashma that there is some sort of a tumor that's applicable in our case. But l'chay, we just explained that it's considered like basa of trefa that was shkuta. Therefore, this yad should not be tame at all. And as Rashi states, will come on the farsh bepirkin, betrefa shkuta, my maga shayach lemeim ba. The Gemara explains that although this yad will not be metame chulin, however, there is a chumrim midrabbanon by kachim, that shkuta is metame as a mekdashim midrabbanon. Therefore, if this foreleg would actually come into contact with basa of kachim, then it would transmit tumor to this basa of kachim, and it would become a rishul tumor. Now that our Gemara brought down the entire brisa, while Gemara now continues and asks a question on the shita of Rav from the reish of this brisa, as ktani miya reisha, hoitzi ubes yadu vechzir, v'akach shachris imoy muta b'achila, the Gemara is my lava ivar, and it's mashmur that the brisa is teaching us that even though the yad went out of the animal, but since it went back into this animal, and then you shech to the mother, not only would the uba be muta b'achila, the yad would also be muta b'achila. Even though it would seem that this question is the exact question that we asked on Rav from our Mishnah, however, the Gemara is actually asking a new question. Our Gemara is actually comparing the first case of the Brisa and the second case of the Brisa. Since the second case of the Brisa, where Shacharis Imoy Ba'achach Zira, that's also Bachila, definitely not discussing the Uber, certainly the Uber would be Mutu Bachila, and therefore it would seem that it's talking about the Yad, therefore it would seem that the Reish is also discussing the Yad of the animal, because the Yad went back into the mother before the Shechita to the mother, even the Yad would be Mutu Bachila, not like Rav who stated that Eva Atzmoy Aser. However, once again, the Gemara answers Lo Ya Uber in a Chanami, even in this Brisa, when the Brisa stated that it's Mutu Bachila, it's only referring to the Uber, but certainly since the Yad went outside of the animal prior to Shechita, so the Yad is considered a Trefa, and therefore, even if it went back into the mother, it would still be Aser Bachila. The Gemara now continues and really makes the point that we stated already as Ya Uber in Masefa, if when the Reish of the Brisa stated it's Mutu Bachila, it's specifically referring to the Uber, certainly that would not make sense in the Sefa, as the Sefa stated, Shachas Ima Vakach Zira Aser Bachila, and Vi Uber my Aser. If this Brisa is specifically talking about the Uber and not speaking about the Yad, why would the Uber be Aser if one did Shechita to the mother? Certainly the Uber that never left the mother's womb is definitely a Ben Pekua, would be Mutu Bachila. Therefore, it would seem clear that the only way to explain the Brisa is that both the Reish and the Sefa are discussing the forearm of the animal and not discussing the Uber, and even so, the Reish teaches us that as long as the forearm went back into the mother and then they did Shechita, that the Shechita would suffice, and it would be mutter to eat the Yad, and not like Rav stated, that the Eiver is Aser B'Achila. Once again, our Gemara explains, Kid Amar Avnach B'Yitzchak Le'Nitzcha El Le'Mokim Chatach, Hachinami Le'Nitzcha El Le'Mokim Chatach. This Teretz actually explains both the Reisha and the Seif of this Brisa, as when the Reisha teaches us, Haitzi Ubers Yadav V'Chzira, V'Acher Kach Shacharis Imoy, that's Mutter B'Achila, so although the Uber would be Mutter B'Achila, the Yad would be Aser B'Achila. However, the Brisa is not discussing either of the two, and the Brisa is teaching us that since the Yad went back into the mother prior to Shechita, so the Shechita of the mother was able to suffice for the Mokim Chatach as well, and although one would not be able to eat the actual Yad, but they would be able to eat the Mokim which was flush with the opening of the womb, while the Sefer teaches us, if the Yad only went back into the mother after Shechita, so certainly the Shechita could not have any effect on the Mokim HaChatach, therefore not only would the Yad be Aser B'Achila, but the Mokim HaChatach would also be Aser B'Achila, but of course the Uba would be Mutter B'Achila. The Gemara now continues and asks another question on Rav. Zaini is, how can you say that in the case of the Mishnah, a behema makshel leilid b'hoitzi ubes yodeh v'chzira, that only the Uba would be Mutter B'Achila, but the Eva Atzmoy would be Aser, v'hoki Aser Avimi mi b'chuzoi, also v'aisa masisa b'yodei, when Avimi came from the city called Bechuzoi, he came and he brought a brisa with him. As we already mentioned, that the makor for the heter to eat a ben pekua is from the pasuk in Parshas Ra'eh that states the chol behim mafreses paso v'shoisa shesa shtei prasois malas geir ba behima isa techelu. We combine the beginning and the end of the pasuk, and we read the pasuk as if it states v'chol behima ba behima isa techelu. As we explained that dama, this pasuk used the lashon paso, which we refer to one hoof, and prasois, which refers to two hooves. Now, Vimi quoted the brisa that states, since the pasuk uses the term pasar, so we learn out pasa hechzeh achol, that if one of the hooves of an ubur was outside the animal and then went back into the mother, that you can eat it. And when the pasuk states prasois, so we learn out prasois hechzeh achol, that if two of the hooves of the ubur came out of the mother and then it went back into the mother, then you can eat it. And Rashi explains that the habmin of the Gemara is that both cases of the brisa is talking about a scenario where two of the forelegs of the uber came out of the mother prior to shechita, and the Reisha teaches us that if one of those forelegs goes back into the mother, then once you do shechita on the mother, so the shechita of the mother would be machshe that foreleg, but the foreleg that is still outside the mother would be a treifa and be asa b'achila. However, the Sefer teaches us that if both of the forelegs would go back into the mother prior to shechita, then once you do shechita on the mother, then that shechita would work for both forelegs, both of them would be mutar b'achila, and therefore this brisa would be against the shechita of Rav. Rav taught us that even if the yad went in back into the mother prior to shechita, that would still be asur b'achila. And as the Gemara states, my lav hechzer pasa chol pasa, that the brisa is teaching us that if the pasa goes back into the mother and then they did shechita on the mother, then one would be able to eat that pasa. This would be a raya against Rav, and the Gemara answers loy, that's not a raya against Rav. As in reality, the Reisha, the brisa teaches us hechzer pasa chol uber, that if the leg of the animal went back into the mother and then they did shechita to the mother, then one would be able to eat the uber, but certainly one would not be able to eat the actual pasa. What the Gemara is e uber, that if the brisa is referring to the uber, so my area hechzer I feel like hechzer nami. Why would the brisa specifically have to tell us that the foot of the uber went back into the mother prior to shechita? If even if it wouldn't go back into the mother, the shechita of the mother would still suffice for the uber, and the uber would be mutar b'achila. The Gemara tells us that was in regard to this question on Rav, that Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak stated that this brisa is not discussing the status of the pasa or the status of the uber, as in both cases the uber would be mutter. Certainly the pasa or the yad of the uber that went out of its mother would definitely be usher, as Rav stated. However, the Reisha and the Sefer of this brisa are actually discussing the makom chatach, and the Reisha teaches us that if two prasas came out of the mother and then only one of them goes back into the mother, certainly both of the prasas cannot be eaten based on the halacha of Rebbe. However, the small area of the leg of the animal that was flush with the opening of the womb didn't go back into the animal would still be asur b'achila, and one would not be able to eat that area either. However, the makom chatach of the one leg that went back into the animal before shechita would be mutar b'achila. And the Sefer the Brisa teaches us that both of the forelegs of the animal went back into the mother prior to shechita. So although by doing shechita on the mother it would not suffice for either of the forelegs, as l'maisa they went out of the mother and they were considered treifos, however the shechita of the mother would suffice for the makom chatach, and certainly for the uber itself they would both be mutar b'achila. And the Gemara continues and asks for trei koy kanasav la, the l'maisa we're learning this from two separate words of the pasuk, as the pasuk stated pasa and the pasuk also stated prasais. And as Rashi points out, v'ilam makom chatach midashminin b'chada demechzir yachol v'mlav leisaychal, the who adin l'trei, and why would we require two different limudim? Therefore, the Gemara feels my lav chad le'iva v'chad le'makom chatach, that it must be that these two words are teaching us that number one, the actual yad would be mutar b'achila; number two, the makom chatach would be mutar b'achila as well. I in the Miryu is bothered that how could the Gemara have a havmina that would require two psukim? One would teach us that the eva is mutter and not like grav, and one that would teach us that the makom chatach is also mutter. L'chir it's pashut, if the eva would be mutter b'achila, then certainly the makom chatach would be mutter b'achila, and why would we require two psukim? The Miryu explains that if we would only have one pasuk, then we would explain that the pasuk is only coming to be matter the makom chatach, and therefore we need a second pasuk to tell us the heta is not only on the Mokum Chatach, even the entire yad and the entire eva of the animal that went out of the mother, but since Lamaisa came back into the mother prior to the Shechit of the mother, would be Mutter Bachila as well. And therefore, from this Braisa, we once again have a question on Rav, and whatever the Gemara ints is Loi, Chad Lamokum Chatach, Vechad Lakolub and Me Para, Valibud Rab Shimon, the Amrab Shimon, Kolub Ben Para Asar, however, Hani Mili, Hechidi Yotzalav Oilam, Avul Beme Imoy Shari, the Gemara responds that this Braisa is not a Raya against Rav. It's really the Braisa agrees with Rav that certainly the Eva itself would be Asa Bachila, and the Braisa is only teaching us that the Mokum Achatach would be Mutta Bachila. And although you previously asked that why do we need two words in order to teach us this halacha, the Gemara explains that Inech Hanami, one of these words is coming to teach us that as long as the Yad of the Behema went back into the mother prior to the Shechit of the mother, so the Shechit of the mother will have effect on the Chatach, it will be Mutta Bachila, and as Rashi states that the limud is from the word prasais, the pasuk is telling us that as long as its prasais went back into its mother prior to shechita, the mokum chatach would be mutar b'achila. From the word pasa, we learn out that there could be a situation where an animal doesn't have split hooves and just has one hoof. Even so, the animal will be kosher and will be mutar b'achila, and that is in the scenario of a kolup in mei para, which refers to a case where a para was expecting and the uba, which certainly was a para, actually had a feature of a gomel and it didn't have split hooves. The chiddush of the pasuk is that even though Rav Shimon teaches us in Masechtas Bechorais that since the pasuk uses the term gomel two times, so the pasuk is teaching us that there are two different types of gomalim that will be asur b'achila, and one is a gomel that's born from a gomala, and one is a gomel that's born from a para. And our braisa teaches us that since the pasuk uses the term parsa, so therefore we learn that the only time that Rav Shimon's halacha would apply that a kol ben para would be asur is only in a case where the kol ben para was actually born and was yotzei la'avir olam. However, in the case of a ben pekua where the kol ben para is still b'mei imoi, then it would be mutar b'achila. And Rashi is bothered that the braisa stated that when the pasuk states parsa, so we learn pasa hechse achol, and what does this limud have to do with chazara? And Rashi explains the hachika amar uba she'in lo ela parsa she'in pasos of seduka is achol and einachinami v'hechse the reisha lav dafka, that when the reisha mentions loshen hechser, it's lav dafka, and the only reason why the braisa uses that loshen is agav the seifa, and the seifa the braisa was teaching us in a case where the legs of the uber went out of the mother and then went back into the mother prior to shechita, and even though the legs would not be mutar, but the makom chatach would be mutar, and certainly the seifa had to mention the word hechser, and therefore the reisha also mentioned the word hechser agav the seifa, even though the case of the reisha has nothing to do with chazara. And keep in mind that certainly according to Rabbanon that Achilik and Rab Shimon and Masechtas Bechorais on Davav, certainly the same halacha would apply that if one found a kol ben para b'mei imoi, that would be mutar b'achila. However, as Taisis points out that according to Rabbanon there would be no need for this gzeiras hakasav, since Rabbanon hold that a gomel ben para would be mutar b'achila even if it's not b'mei imoi. And as the top Taisis points out, Avul Rabbanon the shor gomel b'mei para filu kishinolad, and therefore like tzar chol latirei b'shchitas imoi to like gor b'fnim mibchutz the shari and lahachi nakar valib Rab Shimon, and that's why our Gemara stated that this would only work out according to Rab Shimon. And Taz continues and points out Rabbanon itzuch l'shum drasha achriti, and according to the Rabbanon they would dash in some other drasha from the word pasa ayin in Taisis, and we already mentioned from Rashi as to why the Reisha the Braisa used the lashon hechser. If the Reisha the Braisa is discussing a case of a kol ben para, has nothing to do with chazara, and as Rashi stated v'chazara the Reisha lav dafka. However, Ayin the Chiddush Aran who points out that Hara Ozal tirates the Lahachi Nakat Hechzer Lashminon that Afilu Kolpin Me Par Chazara Mo Elis L'Makim Chatach Shabroi Shalei Teima Ki Mahani Chazara Hani Milul Uba Ba'alma Av Kolpin Me Par to be Tzi Asa Lavi Oilum Nesar, that eventually when it's going to go out Lavi Oilum according to Rav Shimon will be Asa, so Ein Dina Kishar Ubum Lahat Makim Chatach and Kamash Bulon, that even so while it's Bimei Imoi it's Mamish Kosher, and therefore the Makom Chatach would also be mutter. This Pshat of the Ran fits in very well with the Braisa, as ultimately both the Reisha and the Sefer of the Braisa are discussing the Heta for the Makom Chatach Ayin Shom. And our Gemara now continues that although Rabbi Yehuda taught us the name of Rav, in the case of our Mishnah of Behim HaMak Shalei Led V'Hoitzi Ubes Yodav Gzira, that the actual Yad would be Osir Bachila, and as Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Rav, Ve'ivar Atzmai Osir, however the Gemara now brings down that Ula Om Rabbi Echron, that Ula stated in the name of Rabbi Echron, Ve'ivar Atzmai Mutar, that since the Eva went back into the mother's womb, so therefore the Shechit of the mother would have an effect on the Eva itself. Not only would the Uba be Mutar Bachila, but the Eva itself would also be Mutar Bachila. However, the Gemara tells us that Omer Rabbi Yehuda Ula, Rabbi Yehuda said to Ula, Ve'Rav Shmuel the Amri Tavayu, Eva Atzmai Osir, but I actually was Mekabel for my great Rabbi Rav, as well as my Rabbi Shmuel, that they both agreed that the Eva itself would be Osir, as we saw in Amud Aleph, and it could be that in Amud Aleph, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda only said the name of Rav was because at that time, he still only learned by Rav, and since Rav was still alive, so he did not yet learn from Shmuel, as Rav was older and greater than Shmuel. However, the Gemara tells us that Amalei, that Ula responded to Rabbi Yehuda, that certainly I hold Rav and Shmuel in great regard, as Man Yav Lon Me'afra to Rav Shmuel, Umalinan Einan, Alavai, someone would bring me the offer from the Kfarim of Rav and Shmuel, and I will fill my eyes with this dust. And a similar lashon is brought in Bab Basra and Daf Kufayin Alpha and Beis, Nayin Shom, where Rabbeinu Gershom states, the Man Yav Lon Me'afrayu, Malin Einan, Minayu, Meroiv Chavivos, and as our Gemara continues, that Ula explained that even so, Rabbi Yechon brought a raya to his shita, as Alahochi Am Rabbi Yechon, that Akol Hayu Bechlal, Basa Basa the Trefa Leisechelu, that when the Pasuk states in Pasha Mishpatim, Basa Basa the Trefa Leisechelu, and as we explained, that as long as something goes out of its mechitza, then even if it would go back into its mechitza, it would still be Asa Bachila, and as Rashi brings examples, that Kol Nema by mechitza could go in Uba Leshchita, and for example, the Uba has to be within the mother in order for the mother shechita to be effective on the uber. And similarly, we find mechitzas by basa kachi kachim noslam teres mechitzas azara, as the Torah teaches us that they have to remain in the azara. And similarly, there are mechitzas for kachim kalim shechemis yishlayim mechitzalahem kulam hayu b'chlal isazeh the mishiyotze basa besada arehu katrefa. And even if it would go back into its mechitza, it would still be asa bachila. However, zok rabbi echron that kishapar l'cha akosav gabi chata then we find that after Nadav and Avihu died, and Aaron and his children made a determination to burn the carbon instead of eating it, and as the Pasuk in Shmini states, Moshe continued, Hein lo yuvas dom ela kodesh pinima. And Ayin Rashi in our sugya. However, we will read Rashi in Mesechtas Pesachim Adapei Bezim Aleph, where he explains that Mikra Yisiri Darshila Tolei Itzrich Penima, as the Torah did not have to mention the word Penima. And that's why Moshe first inquired from Aaron and Elazar Yisama Shem Miyatzo V'Loi Haisa Penima V'im Kain Hu Yofa Asisim Shisraftem V'Amaloi. And Aaron answered Moshe that Penima that it was always inside and never went outside Azara, and Holomandu Shim Yotza is Hoylusarfa, that if it would for, and certainly once an animal is a trefa, then certainly there is no way to be machshir it. And if so, why would the Torah have to teach us this halacha in Pasha Shmini? And as Rashi states, halachi parat bar lemeimar, the high heat loy mahani b'chazara, that it's only regard to kachim, that the halacha is that once it goes out of its mechitza, then it passes it, and it wouldn't help by bringing it back into mechitza. However, in other cases, even if something went out of its mechitza, once you would bring it back into its mechitza, it would be Mutter Bachila. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon holds that in the case of a Mishnah where the Yad of the Uber went out of its mother, then as long as it goes back into its mother prior to Shechita, then it would be Mutter Bachila. As the Gemara tells us, Chatos who depart Rachmanaba, I will call Mili, Kivin the Hodashari. However, in regard to other items that left its Mechitzais, then as long as it goes back into its Mechitzais, it would be Mutter. And I and Tesis who's bothered that Lachir, the whole Limud, was from the words of Basa Basa the Trefa, and we know that that once something is a treifa, then certainly it cannot become mutter. And how could we say that once it goes back into its mechitza, it would be mutter? And Ayin Tesis who states, Ulamai demasek ha-kalmili kivin da ha-da-shari, so mesuk ma-ha-da-karle treifa le-mil-sachriti. And the Gemara now continues, and we'll ask a question on Ula in the name of Rabbi Yechta in the form of Braisa, and ultimately the Gemara will state, Tiyufta de Ula Tiyufta, and the Braisa quotes a pasuk, Basu basa de treifa le-sechilu, as matam ulemar, and as Rashi explains, that why do we call it a treifa, umal le-madu bekach, havale le-michta, basa basada le-sechilu, that the pasuk should have stated that once basar is outside its mechitzais, then you're not allowed to eat that basar. Why does the Torah refer to this basar as a treifa? And the Braisa explains, Lefisha mitzinu b'maisa sheni ubekurim, she'afa pishi yatsu chutzu mechitzasa v'chazu mutarin, that since we find b'negei appears in maisa sheni, that even after someone brings it into Yushlayim, and then they remove the appears maisa sheni out of Yushlayim, that certainly they're not allowed to eat it outside of Yushlayim, but once they would bring it back into Yushlayim, it would be able to be eaten, and a similar din would apply to kohanim that would eat bikurim, that has to be eaten within Yushlayim, and even if it went out of Yushlayim and then came back into Yushlayim, it could yet again be eaten by kohanim. And in a moment, the Gemara will explain where we know this from and why the Braisa stated lefish mitzinu as if it's a dove pashut. However, the Braisa continues yachal af zekein. One would think that the same halacha would apply where the arm of an uber left the mechitza of the mother and then went back into the mother, that the shechita of the mother would suffice for the yad as well, and the yad would be muta b'achila, talmud loy mitreifa, and that's why the Torah refers to this as a treifa. And as the Gemara continues, my talmuda, that what is the limud from the word treifa, and omraba ketreifa, ma treifa kivin shenitrefa shuvein lohetar, apasa kivin shiyatsa chutzul mechitzasai shuvein lohetar. Just like we know that if a behemoth becomes a treifa, there would be no way for the behemoth to be muta b'achila. Therefore, the same applies to the yad of the uber that went out of the mechitza of the mother, that even if it goes back into the mechitza, it would still be asa b'achila. And clearly this b'raisa is like Rav and not like Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara states, Tiyufta de Ula Tiyufta, that in the Chanami from this b'raisa, we have a Tiyufta on the Shita of Ula. Ayin Rashi, who explains that this b'raisa is specifically talking about the case of the uber, and Rashi doesn't mention anything about basa of kotche kochim or basa of kochim kalim that went out of its mechitza, as in those cases, the Gemara never had a havmina that it would become mutter, as the only case that the Braisa had a havmina that it would become mutter as long as it went back into its mechitza is only b'negei uber, which is chulin, and therefore could be compared to maisa sheni and bikurim. But certainly the Gemara felt that once kachi kachim or kachim kalim would go out of the mechitza, so there would be no havmina that if it goes back into its mechitza that it could become kosher once again. And the Gemara continues and discusses the Braisa as Amar, as we just stated in the Braisa, Lefisha Metzinu B'maisa Sheni B'Kurim. And the Gemara is Hecha Metzinu, that where do we find that the halacha is that if Maisa Sheni or Bikurim was in Yushlayim and then went out of the Mechitzah of Yushlayim and then came back into Yushlayim, that it would still be Muta B'Achila? And the Gemara states, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk in Pasha Re'i tells us, Leisucha Lecha B'Sherecha Masa D'Gancha V'Sireishcha V'Yitzarecha V'Chariz B'Karecha V'Tzaynecha V'Chol Nadurecha Shetida V'Nivesecha Esu M'Sedecha. This Pasuk is discussing Maisa Sheni, as the Pasuk states, Leisucha Lecha B'Sherecha Masa D'Gancha V'Sireishcha V'Yitzarecha, and it's also discussing Bikurim, and as the end of the Pasuk states, Utru M'Sedecha, the Pasuk clearly tells us, B'Sherecha Hud Leisecha, that one is not allowed to eat these items in their own gates, meaning outside Yushlayim. But even if they went out of Yushlayim and then they came back into the Mechitza, then once again it would be Mutar B'Achila. And Ayin Tesis is bothered that Dilma Hachikamar, that maybe the Pshat in the Pasuk is B'Sherecha Hud Leisechal Ela Yavim Yushlayim La'ichlan Shalei Nichnasu Ma'ilam Avaloi Mayri Midi Ba'itzin Shenichnasu V'yatsu, and maybe they would still be Aser. And Tesis explains V'yishleima De Be'ilu Hein Alekim Mashma B'Hedya, that in Masechtas Makos it's clearly Mashma the Ayri B'nichnasu V'yatsu the Aleph Hasim De Ein Lekim Leim Achiru P'nei Abayis Ayin Sham. The Maisa now the Gemara stated Tiyufta De Ula Tiyufta But Achir Tzarech Bir, since Rabbi Yechon seemed to have a major raya at the only time that we would say that if something goes out of its mechitza and then goes back into the mechitza, that would still be Asar, that is only by Kachim. And as the Torah was part of the Kasev B'negei Aaron HaKoyin and B'negei the Sar V'Shchedesh, however clearly really in regard to any other halachas where something went out of its mechitza, then as long as it goes back into its mechitza, it would be mutter, and the chayyudis would be a raya against Rav. And the third from bottom thesis on the Amid in Diba Maschel, Yachal Avzakein, Tamu Loimar, Ayin Shom. And before we finish, let us point out that in Yeridei and Simon Shinayin Vav, the Beis Yosef points out that Kosav HaKolboi, Acha Kfura, Hamal Avnes Hameis, Oymrim Loi Lech B'Sholoim, V'Neufel Al Kivroi, V'Neushkim HaKeva V'Aforoi, Derech Kovid Hameis, Dugmas Masha Amru, Man Yav Lo Me'afrid Rav Shmuel, V'Nam Lina La'inan, Ayin Shom. And also, when we read our Mishnah, we pronounced the first two words of our Mishnah as Behem HaMaksha. However, the Tosfos Yontif states that these words should be read as Behem HaMakasha, Ayin Shom. And let us go back to Tosfos on Daf Samach Chesum Aleph and Diba Maschel Adam Behema Lo Yalef to Ain Praise the Behema. We explained that when a woman has a child, so the child will slip between her legs and cannot be seen based on it being covered by her thighs. And Tosfos points out that this is not the explanation of the word Praise the Masechta Zida, and as he states that in Masechta Zida, the word Praise the Hu Beis Achitzayin is actually a part of the anatomy of Oisei Amokayim of the Isha. However, over here the explanation is the Oivai Erechayim Amechasim Eserechem Shebein Erechayim Kedepirish Akuntres Umeshem Hachi Loi Choshev Kiyolud Beitzias Roish Kutzal Erechem. Tez continues Ve'in Tema Asher Loshen Shava Va'Pirish Bishtana, and it shouldn't be a wonder that we use a similar Loshen even though the explanation is different, as we find a similar idea in Masechtas Bechayis Ayin Shom and Ayin Ba'am Tesis in Diva Maschel Kesimen Vlad Be'isha Kach Simen Vlad Be'behima. Tesis bothered Vim Toima Mai Pashad Yosef Bizeh Mi Bizeh. Why does it seem that the Gemara felt that it's more Pashad, that the Shilya of a woman is more of a Simen of a Vlad than a Behima? Tesis explains V'yesh Loima Mishum D'tanam Benida, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Nida, the Be'isha Havi Shfir Simen Vlad L'kach Ka'omar Da'afagad the behima loy have a shvir simen vlad mikol mokum b'shulya shavul isha. But even so, benegeya shulya, there is no difference and differentiation between a woman and a behima. And just like by an isha, the shulya is a simen of a vlad, and so too by a behima, the shulya is a simen of a vlad. And we will stop over here.